Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Listener, what you're about to hear is an episode of Black Label. As I'm sure a lot of you already realize, on occasion, I will release a Black Label to the main feed. Usually if one of two things has happened. A, the episode lands a bit lighter than the rest of the episodes of Black Label. Or B, I've released two Black Labels that month to the Patreon. So, I might throw the second one to the free feed as a promotionary tool. This is a little bit of A and B. It's a bit lighter on the scale of Black Label, so imagine a more 6 out of 10 versus an 8 through 10 out of 10. As well as, I made two Black Labels so far this month, so if you'd like to check out the other one, consider giving the Patreon a go. Now, I won't waste any more of your time. Thank you for listening. Keep the fire burning. This episode begins with a dream.
Okay, so I had a dream, like, months ago. And I just wanted to tell it again because it just reminded me of something from the beginning of my spiritual awakening. So in this dream, we were all escaping this building. So we were all running and trying to avoid getting seen by the staff members. And we ended up going into this like other little break room so we could put on a disguise. And we were looking through like the workers' clothes, and there was a pink, a blue, and a purple scarf in there. And we all wore different scarves. I don't remember what color mine was, but I don't think it really mattered. But yeah, we put on these scarves and we went out because there was like an entrance this way. We went in this way into the break room and there was an exit. So we left out this door and looked down the hall, and there were staff members and they were coming up. And I was like, oh, we gotta go. Like, they can't see us. Yeah, the staff members were like coming up the corner. And they were like, hey, you know, and went through, I don't know what we went through, but we were in like another dream area, if this makes any sense. Like, I've seen this dream area before, so it wasn't like a new portal or something. It was like, it's like a hospital room, but it's like huge and it's really dim and dark, and there's like a huge front desk, and that's like very significant in all of the dreams I have in this location. It's just really dark in there. Like, it's really dim, like the lights are off, like half of the lights are on. In like the dead smack middle was an escalator just going all the way up, and it went up to the ceiling, bro. And I got on the escalator trying to escape these people because we were being chased at this point. And I realized that I was alone at the end, and I went up this escalator all by myself, and the lady pressed a button or something so that the escalator didn't stop or something, I don't know, but the escalator went all the way up to the ceiling. But yeah, let me see if I can explain this better. So I was on the escalator. I did not see where the end of the escalator was going to end, but this lady smashed a button down at the bottom and the escalator went all the way up to the ceiling, and I was stuck on it. I stuck on the up escalator, and then I got to the top. There was nowhere for me to go. It just dropped me off and I fell, splattered on the ground, and woke up. And that was the end of my dream. I'm just like, what does this mean? Like, this dream felt so prophetic.
The woman speaking is 21-year-old Daisiana Lewis, though she seems to prefer the name Z. So, for the rest of the episode, I'll refer to her as Z. Z has 6 siblings and lives with her brother in Greenville, South Carolina. In the video about her dream, Z is weeks away from opening her Etsy shop. Z seems hopeful, playful, and all around like a fun person in her videos. Let's listen to some of her video in October 2024, talking about her shop.
Hi guys, my name is Z, and I just came here to talk a little bit about myself today. I don't know if you guys are aware of what I do on my page, but if you are, you already know that I post a lot of content about the stuff that I create. I make stuff like this, stuff like this, stuff like these. Here are a few of my favorites. And I make a ton of other stuff that I don't really post about. But starting this Friday, July 1st at 12 p.m., I'll be launching my new summer line called Summer Nights onto my Etsy page called Z's Peace Beads. I know that TikTok is a great way for artists and creatives to be seen across a really large audience, so I decided to post my stuff here on this platform. And the reason I call this a passion piece is because this is not just about me making and selling jewelry. The stuff that I do creatively, it's not just for the satisfaction of me having my own business. This is my life. I feel like what I do and what I create is an extension of me. But yeah, just know that whatever I receive from this business, I am going to return it the best way I can. And the best way I know how at this moment in time is to support charities that are really going out and making a difference for our community.
In these videos, Z seems like a lot of people I've known since starting Obscura. A creative person, desperately trying to make something work. In this life, we're frequently told we can do anything if we put our mind to it. Z did everything right from a promotional standpoint. It's clear this wasn't her first rodeo, and that this was all a new attempt at a creative project. I'm sure she watched video tutorials, read blogs, and took the standard advice for starting a business. Z was smart enough to build a small following before opening her Etsy shop. Smartened up to the fact that it's not worth opening a store unless you have customers. What Z likely didn't realize is that a couple thousand followers isn't enough to sell handcrafted jewelry. On average, at least in my experience, only 1-2% of your fans will ever spend even a cent on your product. Still, despite clear setbacks on sales, Z seemed to soldier on, releasing videos that allowed her audience to get to know her. Reading the comments on her TikTok page, it's clear that many are still oblivious to her fate. Listener, I believe that you can tell a lot about a person based on the advice and reassurance they give to others, their concerns, their hopes, what's on their mind in general.
Your benefits are coming. What you have been working on has been paying off, and I know it's been hard. I know it's been a little bit rough, a little bit slow, but I promise it's not for nothing. I promise. If you're like me, I've been on this journey alone, completely alone. We've been on this journey by ourselves for the most part, and it's been rough. It's definitely been a challenge, but it's been paying off, and I know you've been having fun. This is Ten of Cups, joyfulness here. Also, you are a powerhouse. Yes, you are. There are some people coming in. There is going to be some stuff to celebrate, some stuff to be excited for, but be careful who you are sharing this stuff with, because not everybody has your best interest in mind, believe it or not. And sometimes it's the people really close to you who you think you can trust and, you know, have your back, but you have to be careful. Use your discernment, because usually your intuition tells you who you should be trusting with certain information.
November 23rd, 2024, 2:18 a.m., Greenville, South Carolina. It's an unusually cold night in Greenville County when Z calls 911. She's at the Kmart Plaza in Greenville.
Greenville 911, what is the location of your emergency?
I'm at Kmart Plaza, right across the street from the hospital.
Do you know the address there?
No, I don't.
Do you know what other road you're nearby or a business you're at?
Mills Avenue.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or EMS?
Police.
Are you at the Sphinx?
No, I'm at the Kmart, Food Lion.
Okay, give me 1 second to pull up Food Lion. Okay, and what's going on out there? Ma'am?
I'm definitely planning on doing something stupid.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. What'd you say?
I said I'm definitely planning on doing something stupid.
Okay, what do you mean?
There's a few ideas on my mind, but, I don't know. I could probably go into a Sphinx and talk with the cashiers.
And what?
Sphinx.
So you're heading to Sphinx now?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you say you were planning on doing?
I don't really want to say.
Okay, I need to know what's going on, though. I'm trying to help you.
I don't really want to tell, but police should definitely be around the area.
Okay, what's your clothing description?
All black, or black and white pants and a gray jacket.
Gray jacket, black and white pants?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any weapons?
I do. I have a knife.
Are you black, white, or Hispanic?
I'm black.
Okay. Is anybody under the influence of drugs or alcohol?
No.
Okay. And then where are you at right now?
I'm at the Kmart, the empty Kmart, the closed one, that's the 3 Lion.
Okay. What's going on? Why do you feel this way?
I don't know. You know, just, you know, there's always time for something new, right?
Do you feel, like, suicidal?
I feel like anything is possible at this point.
Are you thinking about killing yourself?
No.
Would you hurt my deputies out there?
Yeah, I would.
Police arrive a short while after the call. The deputies pull into the store's parking lot, where they spot Z. The first deputy on the scene seems confused about the call, not surprising since Z wasn't entirely clear on the phone why she was calling.
Did you call us? What's going on this evening? Or this morning? What's going on?
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
If starting the year with a fast feels a little daunting, you're not alone. There's an entire community of individuals wanting to make a meaningful difference in their health, just like you. This is what makes group fasting so powerful, and why I'm joining in on ProLon's January Fasting Challenge, a coach-led program to set you up for fasting success. ProLon's Fasting Mimicking Diet is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at USC's Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, ProLon helps promote healthy blood sugar, enhanced skin, fat loss, and improved energy and focus. It all starts with their 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages designed to keep your body in a fasting state. No guesswork or planning required, which is a relief after a busy holiday. Stay motivated during the challenge with guidance from top longevity and nutrition coaches, providing the tools you need to successfully complete your fast. Listener, with the new year here, like many, I'm ready for a hard reset after the holiday indulgences. So I'm going to start strong with the ProLon 5-day program. It's fasting, but with food, so I can nourish my body while experiencing benefits like fat loss, enhanced skin appearance, and improved energy. And with the January Fasting Challenge, I have expert support, guidance, and a community to keep me on track. Ready to make 2025 your healthiest year yet? Order your ProLon 5-Day Kit at ProLonLife.com/Obscura and join in on their fasting challenge today. New groups start every Sunday in January. Plus, ProLon is offering Obscura True Crime Podcast listeners 15% off their 5-Day Nutrition Program for your post-holiday glow-up when you go to ProLonLife.com/Obscura. ProLonLife.com/Obscura.
Say what? What can the sheriff's office help you with, ma'am? Do you need EMS for anything? Miss Daisy, I'm David. Did you call 911?
I did, yeah.
Okay, what did you call 911 for? Do you need a place to stay tonight? Do you need a ride somewhere? What can we do to help you? That's what we're here for. Okay. Well, so far you haven't given us a reason for you to need to go either of those places. So you called 911, I'm assuming, because you need something. What can we help you with? Or if you need a ride somewhere, it's cold outside. If you need to get home or to a friend's house, we can help you with that too.
In the footage, Z stands beneath the pale glow of fluorescent lights. Around her, the beige bricks of the Kmart Plaza. She's dressed in black leggings, a dark graphic t-shirt, and a light jacket. She looks cold. She looks confused.
Stay around here? Stay on, I see...
Dempsey?
Where at on Dempsey?
Right
at the top of the hill. I ain't been down Dempsey in so long, I don't even remember where the hill is, to be honest with you.
No.
Yeah, I know where the street is. It's right across from the Family Dollar, right? Is that what that is? Family Dollar, Dollar and Gentle, something like that.
Yeah.
Stay there by yourself. Stay on Dempsey by yourself? Who you stay with?
My brother.
You're on your brother. How old's your brother?
He's
26.
He's
26?
Yeah.
So that's your only sibling?
Huh?
That's your only sibling? Goodness gracious.
I know.
Where are you at in that mix?
I'm the second oldest.
You're the second oldest. Okay. I gotcha. How does it feel being the oldest?
I'm gonna kill him.
It's something? Yeah. Usually when you're you bully your younger siblings, you give them a hard time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. You got the better end of the stick there, I'd say.
In the next part of the video, things escalate quickly.
So, Daisy, I guess you told one of the people at our dispatch that... Stop it! Drop it! Drop it! Drop the knife. Daisy, drop the knife. I don't want to shoot you. You don't want this either.
When the officer proclaims that, you don't want this either, he's referring to a taser he's deployed. The green dot floating on Z's chest. Z stands looking confused as ever, frequently swinging the kitchen knife into the air, in front of her, and occasionally making as if she's going to charge.
Drop the knife.
Daisy.
Don't do it.
Daisy.
Daisy, I don't want to hurt you. Drop the knife. I got her. Daisy, don't go towards him. Nope. Don't do it. Drop it. Come on, Daisy, you don't gotta do that.
None. Maybe something's done at the most.
Daisy, how can we help you? Okay, we don't want you to get hurt. We don't want to get hurt. Let us get you some help.
Yeah,
Daisy, go and put the knife down, okay? I mean, I'm good. I mean, it was purposeful. Yeah. She took, yeah. Daisy, drop the knife, please. We don't want you to get hurt. We don't want to get hurt. You made a threat on us by moving towards us with the knife, so we can't leave now, okay? All right, so go ahead and drop the knife so we can get you out of here. Junior, I'm coming to your side, okay? So that we're not, if you, I'm coming to you. Just put the knife down, Daisy. We can call somebody for you. We can get you a ride somewhere. We can get you something to eat. The opportunities are endless. What's it gonna be? Yep.
We'll get you whatever you need if it's not that long.
Charlie 4, can you hear this one? I'll accept that.
What's going on?
What about me? I just got here. Do you want to talk to me?
I know he's a redhead. He surprisingly has a good, he's got a great sense of humor.
I am funny as fuck.
He's single if you're looking.
I did mark on my dating app, though, no knife, so I don't...
He needs a date to the Christmas party.
Hey, it's also true, so...
Like, seriously, he needs a date, so if you know somebody, help him out.
Daisy, what's been going on today? I don't normally just walk out with a knife like that. What's been going on? You got enough people here because they're genuinely concerned about you. This is where you're fucking off doing nothing.
Not in trouble. You just put it down and talk.
Charlie 39, 10-9. Hello.
Daisy, what can I do for you right now? Is there anything, anybody I can call for you? Anywhere you need to go? Are you hungry? You look cold?
You want a bottle of water?
I think I got some Taco Bell in my car that I probably shouldn't be eating. It's all yours if you want it.
The police on scene seemed to be trying their best to talk Z down, offering her a ride, food, shelter, and even to speak to different officers on the scene. Nothing seems to be getting through to her.
Daisy, the ball's in your court, okay? You call 911, say you needed help, and we're here to help you. If you don't tell us what you need, there's not a whole lot we can do for you.
Daisy, I think you called because you know you want to do the right thing. I think you know whatever it is that's going on right now is not how things should be. You want change in your life. You want a positive difference being made. Let us help you make that positive change. I understand reaching out for something, that's great.
Don't do it.
Z was shot 5 times, but she didn't die at the scene. Police provided first aid before EMTs arrived. Z was driven to a nearby hospital. The officers on site were immediately placed on administrative leave, pending an investigation. Z died in the hospital.
We were in, like, another dream area, if this makes any sense. Like, I've seen this dream area before, so it wasn't like a new portal or something. It was like, it's like a hospital in, like, the dead smack middle was an escalator, just going all the way up. And it went up to the ceiling, bro. And I got on the escalator trying to escape these people because we were being chased at this point. And I realized that I was alone at the end. And the escalator went all the way up to the ceiling. And I was stuck on it. I was stuck on the up escalator. And then I got to the top. There was nowhere for me to go. It just dropped me off. And I fell, splattered on the ground, and woke up. And that was the end of my dream.
We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.